Hi, everybody. It's Carol Clark with Weight Loss Practice Builder and Bariatric Business Boss. And I had a little bit of a reminder this week, and something I think can serve everyone, even though it may be what we may think as common knowledge. And for anyone who knows me, I'm pretty much a very positive person. I can take situations, view them as glass half full, always understand that we can figure this out, problem solver. And so I remain positive most of the time. It's also related to my morning routine and how I set my day up for success. But this week I had some days where I was under a lot of pressure, and I didn't even realize it, but I was showing this on the outside, and it really affected the overall aspect of the office. People noticed it. It can dampen their mood as well. Some people become worried about you. You know, I had a lot of different proposals I had out for consulting, a couple book publishing proposals out there, a lot of end of the month reports that were due, and some articles to be written, just lots of different things that were kind of had some moving targets. And my weekends have been really busy, and I haven't had much of a chance to address some of these things, and the deadlines were coming up. So anyhow, it really weighed on my mood, and it affected the overall aspect of the office. Because as you know, just like all of you, I am in the trenches in a very busy bariatric surgery practice, in addition to a number of other things under one roof here in Newport News, Virginia. And we all have really busy lives. We all have stress. We all have illness going on. We all have things that we're worried about. You know, I had a colleague who was diagnosed with cancer, and all these things were kind of weighing on me. So we all deal with these pressures. But realizing that how we approach the problems that we're having in our life or the stressors that we have really can have an overall effect on how your office runs, how your staff perceive you, how problem solving occurs, because the more angst that people have and the more upset they are or the more fearful they are of your mood, the less likely they are to be really productive and creative. And it can also have an impact on your patients, even though I know physicians are really good at keeping that at bay with patients. But just a quick reminder, and it was a good reminder to myself, because before you know it, the staff were kind of like walking on eggshells, and one of them actually said to me, you know, are you okay? You're just not your usual self. And then by the next day, they kind of were hoping I was back to my usual self. So it's one of those things just to keep a eye on, because you set the tone for your practice, you set the tone for your office, you set the tone for the interactions and how people are going to be responding to you, responding to patients. And it's just really one of those things that I don't mean you have to mask your feelings or your emotions, but it's one of those things that really your level of positivity, your level of problem solving, your level of just feeling as if we've got this, we can figure it out, we are going to be, we have a great thing going, and how you're constantly improving things really has an impact on your overall practice, your employees, your whole team, and your patients. So just a quick reminder, since it was a good reminder for myself as well, I figure it's great for all of us to share. I like to share any tips that can affect your practice, your growth, your marketing, anything like that. If you have any questions or anything that you want to share, pop it in below or email me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. And I hope you guys all have an awesome, amazing day and have a positive influence on your team, because then they will in turn have a positive influence on you, each other, and it just really helps build a whole attitude and a whole atmosphere of positivity and productivity and creativity and growth. That's what can really influence it. Even though it may seem like a small thing, it really can have a big impact. So I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks so much for listening. And if you have any topics that you want me to address, please let me know. Once again, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. Take care.